shows.
The Radio Statler stuff will be posted. It probably won't be at tomorrow, but...
Galtron, is it going to be... You talking about the shows that we had or the talks that they had in the conference center? The conference upstairs. And while we wait to hear from him, who's next? Frickin', I think we'll go down. Let's see. None of them is actually up. No one has any questions anymore. Talks on Hope. Yeah, actually, they do post the talks on Hope. There's normally go on. All the audio is posted on the Hope website after the conference.
It's usually up there by about 2 weeks after the conference. All audio will be on the Hope.net site.
Yeah, and
for free to download.
Yeah, free download, and people will put up torrents pretty soon after that.
Actually, I think ATG's been putting them up already at the conference.
And all our audio will be available within the next 2 weeks on the radio.hope.net website. If you click on Listen, there'll be a link for the Next Hope archive, and it'll have links to every one of our shows. We will be doing a little editing so that we don't have, you know, a lot of big dead air, or and we won't be posting all the music, just the actual talk. Although, if you're interested in the music,
get hold of me.
You can send an email to radio@hope.net. All the music that we were played was Creative Commons.
And it was came from my hard drive from home, so might as well just give it to me, and I'll tell you who it was, where to get it.
All right. So we're actually being told to wrap it up. We wish we could have stayed longer and talked to you guys, but apparently because of the amount of crap we have this year, they want us gone earlier and packing out. In conclusion, I'd just like to say thank you to all of our listeners.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. I mean, it's the whole reason we do this. It is a shit ton of work. It is a lot of money. It is a lot of time and hassle, but you guys listening to it and enjoying it makes it fucking worth it. It makes it worth it for actually putting all this time and effort in.
Yep.
Yes, very much. We love you.
And
thanks.
You want kisses? Can we kiss?
I'm not going to kiss the microphone.
Kiss it.
Too much bacon.
No, you don't kiss the microphone, self.
You give a thank you also to all of our volunteers.
Yes.
Yes.
Everyone who's worked so hard to put this together. I mean, we remember, nobody gets a free badge. Nobody gets anything. Basically, people who are volunteering for us get nothing except of enjoying the volunteering. That's it.
Yes. And a t-shirt.
And a t-shirt.
Oh, we get t-shirts. Oh, sweet. I didn't know that.
And, I mean, without them, this would not come together. I mean, last time we had a lot fewer volunteers, but we still couldn't have done it without them. I mean, this time, having all of our volunteers, actually, they all showed up, they all worked. It makes it so much easier.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does.
They're thanking us for the stream.
And I'd also like to thank 2600 in particular. I'd like to thank Emmanuel. I'd like to thank Lex. I'd like to thank all the other people who let us do this, give us the space.
They give us a lot more space this year.
They give us a ton of space this year.
And the people who, and not like, you know, turn around and be like, hey, fuck you guys, you know, go away, for giving us the chance to actually do this again and get this up, for participating and, you know, working with us to have this happen. And for putting on the conference.
Yeah.
And I do want to send out an invite to all our listeners. You guys can always help plan it.
Yes.
Help us plan for the next one. The IRC channel that you're probably sitting in right now is there year-round. I'm in there every single day except for the 3 days of Hope. So, I mean, you'll always be in there. You can always holler at me. You can always help us plan ideas. Come to Hope. Help work with us. Send us music. Send us recordings. You can always help.
Yeah.
So,
If you want to get in touch with us, ask us any questions. Right now, for the next week, I'd say email radio@hope.net. You can always send an email to that address. It gets bounced to all of us, so we all get it. In the future, after, I'd say give us a week to kind of decompress and, you know, get back to the real world. But when we're in the channel, it's Bunny, Nick God, and Tech Darko. I think all three of us actually use IRC bouncers, so even when we're not there, you can leave us a message, and when we get back, we'll get it. So you can private message us, and we'll get it when we get back.
Yes.
We gotta have to wrap up now. I just once again thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being a part of this. We're gonna be signing off, and I hope to see you guys. I hope to be talking to you from Hope 2012.
In this exact spot?
Yes.
Yes. It'd be nice. Even if it's not from this exact spot, I hope we're going to be talking to you in 2 years. And I hope we'll be seeing you guys again soon.
Okay, Mr. Engineer, why don't you take us out?
Toodles.
Why don't you play Code Monkeys?
Yes, please look up Super Powerless as a band and play the song Code Monkeys.
Yep.
Code Monkeys.
So, ladies and gentlemen, on closing words.
Perfect.
Enjoy. Play Super Power or whatever and Code Monkeys. Play it out for us. I don't know about you guys. I just say a quick closing word. Always be yourself. Enjoy what you do. We're all hackers. We all
rock out. Shit.
Don't stop. Don't let other people tell you what to do. And fucking take shit apart, motherfuckers.
And put it back together and in a better direction.
Exactly. Keep things going. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think the music's going to be playing in just a second. So thank you again. And enjoy the time.
Kind of sad that it's all over now.
Blast it!
Is code not functional or elegant? What do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey think maybe manager wanna write goddamn login page himself. Code Monkey not say it out loud. Code Monkey not crazy, just proud. Code Monkey like frills. Code Monkey like tab nothing to. Code Monkey very simple man with big warm fuzzy secret heart. Hang around at front desk, tell you sweater look nice. Code Monkey offer buy you soda, bring you cup, bring you ice. You say no thank you for the soda, cause the soda make you fat. Anyway, you're busy with the telephone, no time for chat. Code Monkey have a long walk back to cubicle. He sit down, pretend to work. Code Monkey not thinking so straight, Code Monkey not feeling so great. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very simple man. Big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you.
Well, Code Monkey like his Homer when root beer. Code Monkey like the staff, but he don't like to work here. And he couldn't imagine himself with reckless abandon to ask a girlie on a date, yo, just to see what would happen. But he's here to get paid, not here to feel great. So quick to make the sky fall on a programmy primate. I said he should quit it, get a new job in a minute. Should make a change, and he did it. He said shut up and forget it now. A sapient with an algorithm in the Code Monkey knows how to close. But look, he's looping the code. Little monkey always holding out for things to come.
Code Monkey have every reason to get out this place. Code Monkey just keep on working. See your soft pretty face. Much rather wake up, eat a coffee cake, take bath, take nap. This job fulfilling in creative way, such a load of crap. Code Monkey thinks someday he have everything, even a pretty girl like you. Code Monkey just waiting for now. Code Monkey say someday.
well. What's it mean?
Oh, found out 451.
Tell me, why do you burn books?
Huh? What is it?
Do you ever read the books you burn?
Why should I?
Do you ever read the books you burn?
Why should I?
Any similarity with truth or with real life would be purely coincidental. Do bear that in mind. Tell me, why do you burn books? Tell me, why do you burn books?
Huh? Do you remember what you asked me the other day? If I ever read the books I burn, remember? Last night I read one. Where are the books?
If you didn't know that, you wouldn't be here.
Where are the books?
If you didn't know that, you wouldn't be here.
Upstairs. Montag, you stay here.
See, it's no good, Montag. We've all got to be alive.
You must burn the books, Montag.
Do remember to tolerate your friend's friends, however alien and peculiar they may seem to. Whatever's that?
Darling, it's not a book.
That's what it is, it's a novel.
Darling, it's not a book.
That's what it is, it's a novel.
Oh, a book? Oh, you mustn't, it's against the law.
Quiet, sit down and listen.
All those words, idiotic words, evil words that hurt people.
Until you get to where the book people are.
The good people?
The book. The book people. You must have them.
This is my house. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Novel town life.
What did Montag hope to get out of all this print? Happiness? What a poor idiot you must have been.
Novel town life.
What did Montag hope to get out of all this print? Happiness? What a poor idiot you must have been.
This gibberish is enough to drive a man mad.
Thought you could learn from these how to walk in the waters. Did you? Montag must learn to
think a little.
Consider how all these writings, all these recipes for happiness, disagree. Now let this heap of contradictions burn itself out.
This is your special book. It's got to be burned with the others and you're under arrest. This is your special book. It's got to be burned with the others and you're under arrest.
Gosh, your daughter, son. Had got no business to be there.